So the passages of Scripture were quite familiar, and I wasn't quite sure what direction to go, but I was thinking of them sort of in theory, and then when I started thinking about them as they actually were, the Holy Spirit said, no, you're going to preach out of Galatians. And I thought, okay, lots of good stuff in there. I mean, it is, in some ways, it's not quite as much fun as the Old Testament one, because there's really interesting things that happen in our Old Testament lesson that you don't really see anywhere else. But still, when we look at our Galatians lesson, I'm going to spend or focus our attention on the last part of it. And that's where the sermon title comes from, that is Fruit for Everyone. And I'm not a gardener, as you know. I've spoken often about the fact that I can't really grow things. And the things that are easy to grow, like grass, I don't care about. So I'm not sort of a hands in there person. But there are some things I do know. I grew up with an excellent gardener and the person of my mother. And my mother-in-law is the same kind of thing, who grows more plants on the balcony of her apartment in Vancouver than I could grow in a year, in a whole yard. But still, there are some things I know. That fruit grows. Grows on trees, grows on bushes, and various different kinds of things. And with fruit, sometimes you get a lot, and sometimes you get a little. And the thing is that often, that has nothing to do with you, the gardener. Because it depends on all kinds, it depends on location. The location of your yard. If some things need shade, some things need as much sun as possible, so you have to put it in the right place to begin with. Depends on the soil. Depending on where you are in Regina, there is no soil. There's clay. I'm unfamiliar with a fruit tree or plant that likes clay. Maybe there is one. It'd be handy if there was, I suppose. Depends on the nutrition that the plant gets, whether you fertilize it or whether it just gets it from the soil as natural as possible. And it depends on the conditions. Nothing like a middle of May heavy wet snowfall to cause all kinds of problems. And all of these things are out of control of the gardener, the person who is there. They're out of control of the fruit, too, because the fruit depends on all of those things. And I like this title, this Fruit for Everyone, because, well, I like playing with words. Because what we're talking about is the fruit of the Spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit is for those who are in this relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit comes to all who have that relationship. So the fruit is for us because it's in us. But the fruit's also for those around us. Because when you look at those things, those nine fruit of the Spirit, depending on which translation, you have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And while all of those things can be done in solitude if you wish, I mean, you can be at peace with yourself or not at peace with yourself. You can have self-control so you don't punch a wall and break a hand or, you know, those sorts of things. But they're also, in some ways, best expressed in company of other people. At least that's where they're seen. They're both for us and for those around us. And sometimes we wonder what's going on with that fruit. There are times when we think, I don't have any fruit of the Spirit. What's going on? I look at my plant, to push the metaphor, and I really can't find any fruit on it at all. It's kind of wilted and looking terrible. Well, and maybe that's my fault. Maybe I'm not watering the plant, fertilizing the plant, keeping the weeds away from the plant. You don't have to worry about weeds with an apple tree, but you do with strawberries, as I well know. I had to weed strawberries quite a lot when I was younger. The fact that I didn't know how to grow plants didn't mean that I couldn't be trusted to tell the difference between a weed and a plant. And once that was made clear, that was one of my jobs. It's mostly okay. So some of those things might be within our control, but then again, some of them aren't. Because when we think of the conditions that plants grow in, and when we think of a good gardener or a good orchard keeper, who does all of the things that they should do. But a tornado comes through and rips up a bunch of the plants, or a plow wind comes and takes all the leaves and all the not yet ripe fruit off. The gardener did everything they could do. The orchard keeper did everything they could do. But sometimes things just happen. And we don't always know why. We don't know why weather happens, at least not as well as we'd like. And when we think of our own lives, when we think of the fruit of the Spirit within us, we don't always know why things happen to us either. But asking someone who is a brand new parent to make sure that they've got lots of that patience with other people, when they're using all the patience they have for perhaps a colicky baby, they're not going to be as patient with you. The fruit is still there. It's not as much. And it's not that they don't want to. It's that we all have limits. And for those of you who remember back to having a new baby, they push you to your limits. Other things happen. Asking someone with mental illness, for example, even treated to always be in the same even keel of self-control, of gentleness, of patience, and even kindness, it might not be the same all the time. Does that mean suddenly the fruit of the Spirit is gone? No. It means that something is affecting it in a way that changes that. The fruit is still there, but just like some years, you just don't seem to get a lot. And other years you do. It's a good metaphor. Paul comes up with some pretty good metaphors for us. That those years when the harvest of the strawberries or the raspberries or whatever it is that you're growing, when it's not very good, it doesn't necessarily mean you didn't do the right things. But there are times when you forget to water things. You put too much fertilizer on or too little. That's the thing I don't like about fertilizer. You have to get there in the middle. Sometimes you just forget to water plants. Or in my case, you forget to water your mother's plants. And you have a discussion that you don't care for very much when you're, say, 15. But still, that was a thing that I did that affected that. And there are things that I can do and do that affect how the fruit of the Spirit present in my life. If I don't make sure I get enough sleep, I am less patient, because it's harder for me to be patient, because for me, a not naturally patient person, if there is such a one, I think people like that do exist, but I'm not one of them, I have to work at patience. It's not easy. It's much easier for me now than it was when I was younger, of course, because I've been working on it. But I still have to work on it. It's not something that I default to. So if I don't take care of myself in the area of sleep, I'm going to be impatient, which means I'm probably going to be unkind. And those fruit of the Spirit that still exist within me are kind of stunted. Now, the nice thing about the fruit of the Spirit is you don't have to wait till next year. You know, if you overwater strawberries, which you can also do. I never did that one. You can end up with no strawberries to eat, or underwater them, and you get no strawberries to eat, and that means you have to wait a year. I'm being impatient and unkind because I didn't get enough sleep, or I'm not eating properly, or any of those things, I can adjust those. I can make sure I do get the right amount of sleep, that I do eat something other than straight sugar that's chewy. And the fruit of the Spirit becomes easier to be seen within me and easier for me to exercise. Because to continue that metaphor, it's being cared for. If we think of the fruit of the Spirit as our garden, All we can do is care for what we can care for. The exigencies of life, the things that happen, the tragedies that we all experience when someone dies, when we're not expecting it, or even when we are, make it harder for us often to demonstrate these things. It doesn't make them disappear, and it doesn't make us bad people. It means that we are human beings reacting to the reality of our current experience. And that fruit of the Spirit will come back. And we will be back to where we were, and maybe even more. And we'll also have those years where we seem to be just bursting with them. Those bumper crops when things are going well. When we're taking the time to care for ourselves and our relationship with God and people, we see the fruit of the Spirit more evident, and we're able to provide more of that fruit to the people around us. There's lots of metaphors in the Bible, lots of metaphors in life. Northrop Frye, the great English critic, said everything's a metaphor. And I'm not so sure he's wrong. The metaphors that we use, as long as we remember that they're metaphors, can be really helpful. Sometimes we're called to be salt. Sometimes we're called to be light. And those things come and go, because we don't always have the opportunity to provide light, or we're not always in places that are dark. We think of spiritual gifts, and sometimes our gifts are specific to particular occasions, so they're not always in action, if you will. But the one thing we always are is a bowl of fruit. And sometimes it's a bowl that's overflowing. Sometimes it's a bowl with not as much as other times. But the fruit of the Spirit are always ours. With that relationship with God, through that same Holy Spirit, through Jesus, empowered by that same Holy Spirit, is where we get this fruit from, that we get to share with others. Amen.